Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to hour number one right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We have got you covered. My goodness, we opened the show talking with James Hale. Jared Greenberg was just on from NBA TV, and now it is time to talk some college basketball. Selection Sunday, it is just around the corner, March 13th. It is a sprint to the finish line. Time to take a look at some of the conferences and predict what the March Madness fate will be, because the plot certainly thickens and a lot of questions to be answered. Our college basketball contributor, Lee Klein, is the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camps. He's a contributor with Slam Magazine and always one of our favorite guests when he joins us right here at YSR. Good evening. Thank you for joining us, Lee.
Oh, it's great to be back on, and it's great to have another fantastic week of college hoops action as conference play winds down, and soon we're going to be talking about bids being punched, so it's really exciting.
This is definitely an exciting time of year. Before we dive into all that, I wanted to ask you and get your reaction to Colorado, the Buffaloes, with a big win over Arizona, 75-72. What are your thoughts on court storming?
Well, it was a great win by Colorado, which really, I think, punched their ticket. But Sean Miller was outspoken after the game.
Right.
And I think he, rightfully so. I mean, this thing is a powder keg, allowing this court storming with the players in the middle of the court. It's only a matter of time before something terrible happens out there. We've got two things has to happen. First, the referees can't be allowed to run back to the locker room when the visiting players are still on the court. The referees should be out there just like the opposition is out there. And then the second thing is, I mean, I think we have to allow that team to reach their sideline. And if a home crowd doesn't allow that, they should be assessed a technical. I really believe that. And that will stop all of this nonsense from happening the way it's happening so dangerously.
Lee, why do you think it has not been addressed sooner?
You know, look, this is a game about the fans. I mean, it's great. College hoops is great. The fans and the students, that's what it's all about. That's why we have such love and allure for this. But it is to this point in which storming the court's kind of the in thing to do. Anytime a ranked team goes down and you're unranked, and it is very dangerous out there, and you're putting players in a real dicey situation. I always think about, you know, the Malice at the Palace.
Absolutely.
You know, we're close to like something like that happening if there's not the controls in place. Otherwise, you're asking a 19-year-old kid with people knocking into him and are in his face and saying things to have this unbelievable amount of control and navigate his way to safety on his own.
The CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp, Lee Klein, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So let's talk about some of the conferences, specifically the Big 12 Conference. Of course, last year, what they sent seven teams to the NCAA tournament, but five of those exited before the second weekend. How do you see this playing out in terms of, it was obviously disappointing last year. How many teams go this year?
I think the Big 12 is a lock for seven teams, partly with this huge run that Tubby Smith and the Red Raiders, Texas Tech, has had, though I do believe that these five-game win streak will come to an end at Lawrence on later on, but this weekend. But I think that seven teams with the best team, to me, Kansas Jayhawks are the best team in America. They haven't always played that way. To me, they are the top dog going into the tournament, and I think should be the national champion.
Well, when are they going to leapfrog Villanova?
Well, I think that's going to happen. Villanova, look, losing against a very good Xavier team, a top-10 team on the road, there's no shame in that. We've seen this happen. You know, the road's been cruel for many. For Villanova, this is a good team, but I don't think it has the same sort of personnel that can take over a game the way you see, the big bloods like a Kansas and maybe even an Oklahoma. Depending matchups, can you know have guys, stars in place that can take over a game.
Hey, Lee Klein is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So we talk about the Big 12 Conference. Obviously, the Jayhawks, I think they've got the best shot to advance to the Final Four right down here in Houston. But what about out of the ACC? Who's got the best shot? In my mind, is it Virginia?
you know, the knack on Virginia has always been that these defensive-minded teams that struggle to score, you're talking about, you know, Virginia continually a top 10 defensive team, but had not been the dynamic offensive team. Well, this year, this is a much better offensive team than in the past. This is a top 12 offensive efficiency team that really can shoot the ball well, 40% from three-point line, 50, you know, almost 53% from the field. Good shooting team. When, you know, Malcolm Brogdon's pretty much a given. When they get either Gil or Toby or something happening from the front court, this team then shows that potential. Sometimes what happens is it becomes too perimeter dominated, and when that happens, when they have to really will scores from all their perimeter players, it's just not going to work. They've got good balance. They've got the depth that you need. They just need more consistency from the front court. I think the cream of the crop in the ACC is this North Carolina team, which is sort of the, you know, a mystery this year on whether or not Carolina can be tough enough to play against a physical defensive team and win. They are great when they push the pace. They're great in the front court, but they're 305th from beyond the arc. And that could be with their downfall.
The CEO of Five-Star Basketball Camp, Lee Klein, has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. When he's back on the show next week, we got to get into who are the four number one seeds going to be. And I'm very interested to get your perspective on that. Thanks so much, Lee.
My pleasure.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead in hour number two right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to get you ready for the start of the Major League Baseball season. Our very own Andy Pondilla will be with us in hour number two. And Christine Brennan, columnist with USA Today.